This is Sunday Magazine, and with me on the phone this morning, Dr. Nash Gabriel with the Gabriel Cancer Center. We've had him on Sunday Magazine several times before, and Dr. Gabriel, welcome back to Sunday Magazine.
Thank you, John.
Going to talk a little bit this morning about something that you wrote about. You sent me a paper called How to Choose Your Oncologist, and oncology, of course, is your specialty as a cancer doctor, but I think it's applicable to anybody who's looking for a specialist or who needs to be treated for any kind of specialty medicine. And maybe you can explain a little bit to us about what caused you to write this.
So when anybody wants to buy a commodity or buy a service, generally you have the option and even the duty to shop around for quality and for cost.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that I'm going through right now. I'm looking for tires for my car, and I know that's something I've been shopping
around.
There you
go. You always ask what's the best tires. You ask people. You read about them. You know the cost. Unfortunately, although medicine, let's face it, medicine is a commodity, and it is a business. And yet, we have not reached that stage where people actually know tangible information about quality or about cost. So the specialist that you see is for the most part determined by your family doc, or if you had surgery, by the surgeon who does the surgery for you.
So what you're saying is we don't really get a chance to shop around for a specialist, for a doctor. We just get referred to somebody, and that's where we end up going.
Well, yes, we do have the chance only if we want to exercise our right. People don't exercise their right to actually shop around, inquire, and ask, and seek another opinion even. You know, Ronald Reagan was my idol, still is. One of the things I like about him when he said, I trust but verify. It's important that you trust your doctor. It's important you trust your family doctor, your surgeon. But you really have to verify when it comes to referring you to a specialist. Because this referral process is not always really based on quality.
And
sometimes the referring physician doesn't know the details of the qualities of the specialists available in the area. Sometimes there are personal issues, maybe political issues, just not acquainted with what other physician is doing or not doing. I'll give you examples. We physicians, who are human beings, right? I mean, all human
just like
beings,
everybody.
We share about 99.9% of the genes, so we're almost all very much alike, except for little variations. So anything we see in other industries is expected to be seen in medicine, right?
You would absolutely expect.
Right. So generally speaking, if you are, let's say, John, maybe you are a surgeon, you operate on a patient, and you tell the patient, you know what, you have this cancer, and I think that's what we need to do. I'm going to send you to a specialist. Now, the specialist will see you, will see the patient, and with his or her knowledge and experience, thinks otherwise, that what the surgeon said really was not the best for the patient. You really have the duty, that specialist will have the duty to tell the patient exactly that.
Exactly.
Right? Now, the surgeon might get upset when he sees that specialist had disagreed with him and explained to the patient. So what happens to the specialist when that happens? He'll kiss goodbye any future referrals. And that happens, and it happens very often.
So you're saying just like anybody else, we tend to associate with people who agree with us. So a doctor is going to tend to refer to a specialist who he agrees with.
Exactly. And if you are a lateral thinker specialist, or you think out of the box, and you disagree, you are taking a big risk that future referrals will be compromised from that particular physician. And in fact, if you think out of the box, you will do the same to many, many other docs, especially if you are very honest about your opinion, and you should be. That's our oath, is to do the best for the patients. That's a human nature, though, John.
Yes,
I don't like
is.
To be critical of my colleagues. No, that's a human nature. It is incumbent on the patient and the family that they know these things and they be their own advocates. Remember one thing. Ultimately, you are the one who cares the most about you. Yeah, I care about you as your doctor, right? But realistically, you care about yourself more than anybody else in the world.
Makes sense.
And if you surrender that right in the hands of people, even those people who care about you, you might be compromising yourself. Now, when you complicate that by knowing the geopolitics and economic issues and financial issues in medicine, then you realize that it's not only duty, that it would be the smart thing to do, that you do your due diligence whenever you're confronted with a serious illness and try to inquire. The internet is a very useful tool. You go to the internet and check out what's available, what kind of services there are.
So really do your own research and see if there are alternatives to what you're being given with one opinion. Would another option be just to seek out alternate opinions?
Second opinion, I always encourage patients to get a second opinion. Always encourage them, because it's not you doubt the physician who's treating you, but it is, even if you try to see your physicians 99% of the time, I think it's important that sometimes you reassure yourself that you are on the right track.
Absolutely.
But when you are diagnosed, newly diagnosed with a serious problem, it's just very important that you do seek another opinion and make sure that you do the homework. You don't ask your physician to refer you for another opinion. You seek it because you want to eliminate the factor of everybody has to work with everybody else and agree with each other.
That makes a lot of sense. I think, like we were talking about earlier, we tend to shop around for pretty much everything else in life because there are different opinions. And in medicine, there are different opinions, too. Maybe not as big of a difference of opinion as, say, which tires to choose. But it's a pretty important decision when it comes to what doctor you're going to go with.
And the politics is getting more and more complicated. I'll give you an example now. Hospitals have a lot of physicians employed by them, right?
Exactly.
And they're expanding that. And you can look now into the statistics and demographics. Very rarely a patient is referred to a specialist outside the hospital confinement, meaning if you are a cardiologist working for a hospital and I am an internist, work for the hospital, it is an unwritten agreement that I refer all my cardiac cases to you. Mm. I don't refer them to your competing entity outside the hospital.
Makes sense, and I suppose the hospital tries to have as many specialists as possible under their roof, but it does kind of present a conflict of interest in some ways.
It does. But that's okay. That's the nature of the business. I mean, we're not here to change that. I wish we could change it, of course. But we're not here to change that. We are here only to tell the public that be aware of these political ramifications and financial complexity. And when you become sick, you make sure that those political and financial interests are not being served at your expense.
Absolutely. You know, one other thing that I was reading that you wrote here is, you know, obviously we're talking about doing your own homework, doing research, asking for a second opinion, but also you wrote, you know, rely a little bit on the experience of friends and family and good experiences, bad experiences they've had.
Yes, and honestly, that can even be better than the information you get on the internet, and now there are the rating companies, they rate people, and you know how that works. To ask friends and families. And the communication between people now is amazing with the Facebook and Twitter and emails. People talk to each other all the time. If somebody has a first-hand experience with a specialist treating a family member or a friend, generally that's probably the best recommendation you can get. From our experience, about 80% of our patients come to us through friends and family. And keeps going that way. Of course, we try our best to not to disappoint anybody who come that way. But it works. When you provide good service and when people are happy with it, I think that the word spreads, and word of mouth is probably the best method of advertisement. And it's not difficult. You know, in the old days, talking about cancer was like a taboo. You just don't mention it. Now people are very much open, talk about it. So it's no more a secret that people keep it hidden. Oh, he's sick with something bad, something nasty. No, people talk about it now, which makes even this more open. So that when you ask somebody, they will tell you exactly what happened to them, how they were treated. People now talk about chemo. They mention the drugs with the names and the side effects. It's amazing. It's amazing how that works. And the public should take advantage of all that by just doing their homework. Just send mass email to all your friends. You know what? I have a problem with my wife or my mother. What do you suggest, guys? Have anybody has any experience? And you would be amazed by how almost they get emails like Jim O'Brien in your program gets every morning when he asks a question and he gets a barrage of emails. You would expect that to be the same.
Absolutely. Or like you said, post it on Facebook, and probably there's somebody in your circle of friends who's dealt with something similar that you might not even be aware of.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've been talking with Dr. Nash Gabriel from the Gabriel Cancer Center in Canton or in Jackson Township about how to choose your specialist or how to choose your oncologist. It's some great advice, Dr. Gabriel, this morning. If people are curious about you and your practice, can you tell us real briefly where you're located?
We're located in Belden Village on Higby Avenue. The name is Gabriel Cancer Center, and the phone number is 330-492-3345.
Okay, well, again, I appreciate your time this morning. It's some really good advice. Basically, not only get a second opinion, but do your own research, and I think that's good advice for any area, but especially in medicine.
And you know, John, maybe you can add one point. Some people might be concerned that if you delay things by getting a second opinion, you might compromise the future treatment. And there's some truth to that if the delay is excessive.
Yeah, makes sense.
But most physicians who you seek probably end up seeing you in 2-3 days. And if they don't, you tell them, you know what, I'll find somebody else. In my opinion, those doctors who say, you know, I can't see you until 2 months from now, you know what? You don't want to be dealing with them.
That makes a lot of sense. But two or 3 days a week isn't going to, in most cases, make a large difference.
We have a policy in our center. We see patients within 24 hours, new patients. So if somebody calls, unless it's a weekend, within 24 hours we see them because we know, you know, just imagine yourself. You put yourself in these people's shoes. You were told you have cancer and you have to wait for 7 days to see what to do. I just can't even imagine what will go through my mind for those 7 days. So,
wow, so that would be a scary situation.
Even if it takes drastic measures like canceling my golf game, I do that.
That absolutely, I think, is a good thing to do. Like you said, it's not an easy thing for anybody to have to deal with. So to be able to at least be able to see someone in 24 hours is a great thing.
And also people need to know that we choose our cars. We choose our builder to build our house, right?
We sure do.
Which is everything. I mean, I grew up in Iraq, and there arranged marriage is very, very common. I like it here in America that you actually try and experiment with different people until you settle on the one you like, right?
You get to choose your husband or wife as well.
Exactly, and you choose them after you tried most of them. Okay, John.
Okay, Dr. Gabriel, thanks so much for talking with me this morning. It's always great, and some great advice this morning.
My pleasure, too.
Okay, did we cover everything?